Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Great day in America, as Uncle Kevin always says. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. And a fantastic broadcast. Cass Ingram, of course, we had to get him down from some side of a mountain being chased by goats, picking his wild oregano.
He got butted off.
By a ram. And so he tumbled down the mountain, and we're going to have him on today, so we're very excited about that. Lowell Ponte is standing by. We'll get to him in just a moment. Uncle Kevin is here, of course,
morning.
As always.
Yeah. Morning. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. What's the biggest thing on your mind this morning, Uncle Kevin?
It's that Catherine Austin Phipps story.
You got me stuttering.
Investment advisor, former assistant secretary of housing, Catherine Austin Phipps, says big changes is headed to the world and nothing will ever be the same. We are in the process of a total recall and a reset of the globe. The entire financial system is being reset. There are two aspects to this. One, they're going to extend the old system, and the other is to bring in the new system, which is very much done on the fly, trial by error, and the new system is 100% digital.
What is going to be the result of this? I've heard a lot of intelligent people talk about, tyranny.
Chaos and tyranny.
Certainly.
Especially if they're doing it on the fly. You know, at least if they had a plan, you know, they'd go boom.
Oh, they have a plan. Come on.
Well, she's pretty smart.
I know. I agree. I'm sure we agree when we get to talking about it. I mean, there's a plan.
Right.
Somebody's got a plan. I think, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we've been talking about. We're here. This isn't like 10 years, 15 years, 20 years in the future. We're on the cusp. We're right. It's right in the horizon. We're actually in it. We've entered the, you know,
you cannot turn around. Yeah. We're at the drunken driving. Like, if you pass this line, you cannot turn around. You are in our zone. You are in our clutches and you will be ticketed.
So, hang on to your hats. That's all I'm saying.
Be prepared.
Let's go to our first guest, and he's one of our favorites. He's profound, of course. He is extremely well-known, well-respected across conservative media. And you may not know, he was a roving Reader's Digest editor at one time.
I did know that. I'm pretty up on him. He's amazing. He's one of my favorite. Eloquent as anybody in the world.
He is also a co-author with Craig Smith. They've written several books, I think. Protecting Your Wealth in Today's America, How You Invest Your Savings Requires New Thinking. Kind of goes along with what Catherine Austin Fitz said. We're very excited to have him, as always. Lowell Ponte, welcome back to the Power Hour.
It is always wonderful to be had by you guys.
Had.
Is that a shot there,
so
Lowell?
Here we are in the age of Faucism.
Faucism.
To discredit Anthony Fauci, mind you. But,
I get that.
You know, I have to note, Tucker Carlson rightly noted a day or so ago that there has been an announcement made or a speech given by the director of the World Health Organization, who says, and this is the one who was appointed through the influence of communist China. He was basically a Marxist in Ethiopia. And he was plucked out by the Chinese. He's not even a medical doctor, but he was made head of the World Health Organization. And he said, among other things, that even if they do create a vaccine, we cannot go back to the way things were. Building back, he says, means building greener. By the way, building back better is Biden's socialist slogan. During this campaign, he was invoking it. I wonder how coordinated that is globally. I'm sure George Soros would be happy. COVID-19, he says, is a once-in-a-century health crisis, but it also gives us a once-in-a-century opportunity to shape the world our children will inherit, the world we want. God, that's like
chilling.
The advocates of global warming a few years ago, saying that even if global warming proves not to be real, it will give us the ability to make changes we should make anyway, like getting rid of capitalism, private property, and so on. So now it will be the COVID virus, also tied into global climate. I mean, this is one more major mechanism for pushing global governance on us, and they seem quite determined to do it. And so don't expect a vaccine to come along in time to do any good at all. They'll make you take what they call a vaccine, but it will not be declared a cure to anything.
Well, let me interject right there. You think they will force, a vaccine?
Oh, sure. The state of Virginia has already said they will. I think there's one other state that has already declared it will be made compulsory.
What does that mean? Because I'm of the opinion they can say whatever they want now. I think there are enough irate people. I don't think they'll be able to do it, but I want to get your take on that.
Oh, there'll be a lot of resistance, but they'll tell you all government benefits will be cut off if you don't. Your children won't be able to go to school if you don't. Frankly, I think this not letting your children go to school may prove to be a blessing.
It's a gift.
Because
yeah.
Look what they've done to the three R's. You know, the three R's used to be reading, writing, and arithmetic, right? Now it's racism, recycling, and reproduction. Now
That's good. Is
teaching your kids that the founders were racist, that free sex for all of every kind you can imagine is wonderful, and so on. That's what public education now means. And so in a sense,
let me interject again.
Sent back,
you know, let me interject what? Again what you just said. You're so profound, Lowell. You got to give me a chance to ask follow-up questions. I mean, what you just said was massive. In your estimation, if that's what public school is, then tell me I'm wrong if I say, well, public school's an enemy to the United States of America. Parents need to not only consider, they need to consider plans to get out. They don't need to consider getting out. They need to have already decided that. They need to now consider plans to get out. That's my very strong, very convicted opinion. Your feeling on that?
Sure, and since a lot of parents cannot afford that, in part thanks to the wonderful tax rates we have on their employers and on them, we need to be allowing, at a minimum, some kind of voucher for parents so they can go pick the school they want. This has been especially egregious, interestingly, against African Americans, who've been put into the worst of all schools in inner cities, had no choice, no say whatever in where their kids could go to school. They deserve the right to rescue their kids from terrible schools so they can have a chance. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, and by the way, we need to speak very respectfully of her at this moment for reasons we'll talk about. She has called Republicans domestic enemies of the state.
Interesting.
Now that's a fascinating thing for her to have said earlier this week. Number one, this is the effective political leader of a party that has been spying on Republicans, acting like a banana republic, having Obama order the CIA and the FBI with the cooperation of some foreign intelligence agencies to monitor the secret communications of our president, to listen in on him, to distort his campaign, and, oh, by the way, for the Democratic National Committee to have funded, with Russian help, I started to say Soviet help, with Russian help, the dossier that was used to justify all of this. It wasn't just funded by Hillary. It was funded by the DNC. You know what that means? That means every single Democrat who has been staging Stalin-like hearings and so on against Trump should recuse him or herself because they are complicit in this criminal behavior and in a conspiracy with Russia. Have they recused themselves? Why, no. But second, have they read the Declaration of Independence? The Declaration of Independence says if your government turns into a tyranny, if it begins to oppress you, you have every right to be the enemy of that government and to fight to overthrow it. That is your God-given right as a free human being.
Duty. Not right, duty.
And the fact that they think the state is more important than God or the Bible or anything or the Declaration is important. Now, my attitude as a libertarian is socialism is slavery. You know, it's interesting. We see all these Confederate statues being torn down by leftists. Okay, you hate slavery. Represented by them. Why are you trying to impose slavery today in the form of socialism? I don't give a damn, frankly, whether somebody 150 years ago was a slaveholder or not. I mean, that at least doesn't directly affect me or it shouldn't. But it affects me a heck of a lot if you're trying to be a slaveholder today and enslave me via your politics, telling me I no longer have free speech, I no longer have the right of self-defense, I no longer can keep and bear arms, and so on. When you send mobs into my neighborhood and threaten me or my wife or my kids, you are a slaver. And you should be treated exactly like a slaveholder should have been treated.
Lowell, I haven't heard you talk like this before. I'm not making a big issue. You're being pretty aggressive in your words. Do you feel there is a tipping point coming, a clash coming here in this country, a line in the sand that is irrevocably coming to a head here?
Oh, we are in a revolution right now. This has ceased to be a matter of politics. You know, once upon a time, the two political parties were both, with some exceptions, centralist. They both had the idea that we can talk to each other, we can work with each other, we can find reasonable compromise, we both want what's best for the country. There was a whole lot of similarity between the two political parties. Now, one of the two political parties has literally declared itself the enemy of free enterprise, which is just freedom applied to economics and property, has declared itself basically the enemy of all freedom in the country, has openly aligned itself with socialism, with anti-Semitism, with destroying religion in the United States. You know, the statue destruction in this country is interesting. They have not just been destroying politician statues of one kind or another. They've been tearing down and beheading statues of Jesus and Mary and all kinds of saints and so on. They are dedicated to smashing the church and smashing religious freedom as well. And when you see this running amok, you realize these people are not just playing. These people want to kill the country, literally. This is not even a matter of simple political difference anymore. This is a matter of they win, we lose, and vice versa. And I, frankly, am enough of a free enterprise person and a believer in freedom and rights that I want to see them lose. Because, it's, you know, they have given us no choice.
How do we do
it?
Let's talk about
it. You look at a group like Antifa, for example. This reporter who used to work for CBS, what is her name, Laura Logan, has been analyzing Antifa. And what's interesting is you look at the average Antifa person, and you quickly discover in the, and by the way, they're almost all white, these Marxist Antifa activists. They are not black. Only about 14% of the street demonstrators have been African American, but all this is being done in the name of African Americans, in particular until very recently in the name of George Floyd, which is interesting because George Floyd, we now have the videotape that the Democrat Attorney General of Minnesota finally made public. He'd hidden it for months, but it shows him walking around for 10 minutes before he was forcibly apprehended at all, saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." And his autopsy shows why. He had three times the average safe dose of fentanyl in his system. He was about to die because fentanyl was going to shut down his breathing, not anybody's neck on his, knee on his throat.
Do you find that?
And in fact, the knee on his throat couldn't have killed him by itself anyway.
Do you find that whole thing? Do you find that whole thing suspicious? I mean, being pulled over for passing a counterfeit $20 bill. I mean, I just what. Who you probably have a counterfeit $20 bill in your house somewhere right now, Lowell. I mean, it just seems just very odd, that whole thing. I don't know if you have any thoughts about that. I have no idea if you do or don't.
It does seem odd. I don't disagree with that. And if you want to prosecute this individual case on all those grounds, do so. But I mean, this is a case where the policeman had been immediately arrested and charged with murder at one level. Therefore, what is a mob to protest about? I mean, justice was operating. In fact, more than justice was operating, since it now turns out that the tactics used against this man were apparently standard teaching in the police academy in Minneapolis. That's what policemen were taught to do. In other words, the policeman didn't even necessarily break the rules by what he did. He followed them to the letter. So it'll be a very interesting trial.
When
is
the trial?
If they were having an honest trial, I don't think they could convict him, convict the policeman. But the problem is that now Antifa uses this exposing of people. It will immediately publish the names and addresses, however confidential the law tries to keep them, of every juror, and every juror will feel his or her life is threatened if they say anything or if they hand down any ruling that doesn't send the policeman to his death or life in prison.
Can you imagine what will happen if the police are acquitted? See, I think they shouldn't be going after high levels of murder on this because I don't think they'll get it. And then that'll make Rodney
overcharged.
King. Yeah, this is going to make Rodney King riots look tame. I mean, if they acquit these guys.
By the way, it's an aside, but just as a footnote, the $20 bills in your wallet or mine, I'm glad to hear you have some, could be confiscated anyway, for the simple reason that more than 90% of the money in your wallet, if it's tested scientifically, has microscopic traces of cocaine on it.
Yeah, it's cocaine. Yeah.
And the tiniest trace of cocaine is enough to allow asset forfeiture of all your money. And this is why, of course, the left is using this quietly as an effort to say, don't use cash. It may be dangerous to you. It may be infected. It may be drug-associated. But the problem is what, for example, Andrew Cuomo has demanded. He has gone around on the glory of the cashless society and told all the banks in New York that issue credit cards, I want you to modify your credit card so that no one can use it. Go into a gun store and buy a gun or ammunition with your credit card. In other words, once you are forced out of cash and into only credit cards, they can then control what you can and can't buy with that credit card. And suddenly you will find yourself living under a Chinese socialist credit kind of communist system. They will also know everything you buy. They will be able to tax every penny you transfer and so on. There will be no more tax-free yard sales and that kind of thing.
We have about four minutes before the break. This is a little different tone than I've heard from you. And not saying I disagree, because I don't. I agree completely. I think we've been in a war for a while. It's only now that we're seeing it's becoming physical. It's manifesting in the street, so to speak, in a very apparent way. My question to you before the break, okay, what do we do? What is our solution? What tack should we take? People listening at home, what attitude should they take right now?
Well, one tack, I mentioned Laura Logan and what she's found. She's found that the average Antifa activist, A, has been heavily trained in military and terrorist tactics. These are not just ordinary demonstrators out after taking a couple of college classes. Number two, they are heavily funded. You know, they're carrying radio systems that are capable of listening in on and scrambling police radios around them. The antennas and so on their radio systems are military grade. They're not ordinary grade. These people are carrying $4,000 to $7,000 cameras on them and so on. I mean, these have been equipped by very rich sources.
So this is a coup d'état.
China or George Soros or whatever.
So this is a coup d'état.
You're basically an army is what I'm telling you, a guerrilla army.
Yeah, this is a coup d'etat.
And you can't
attempt.
Compromise with them. You can only destroy them.
Whoa. That's strong words.
You can destroy them by arresting them and sending them to prison for life. But, of course, leftists have now appointed so many of our judges that they'll be kicked loose. In fact, the demonstrators are now routinely kicked loose who have committed, well, massive amounts of mayhem faster than the police can write a report to have them jailed.
Whew.
And by the way, a lot of that funded by Hollywood, a lot of that funded by Silicon Valley, a lot of that funded by interests who were wholly owned subsidiaries, in effect, of communist China in Hollywood particularly. But, of course, Joe Biden himself is a wholly owned subsidiary of communist China. What do they think it means that his son was given $1.5 billion of funding, not just from the Chinese banks, but from the Chinese military? What kind of blackmail could they play on Joe Biden if he, God forbid, were elected president of the United States? I mean, that's how crazy things have gotten.
If I'm listening to this,
Joe Biden should be automatically disqualified from any consideration whatever And instead, they're glorifying him and embracing him.
If I'm sitting here listening at home to you right now and knowing you, even me, I'm surprised by some of the things that are coming out of your mouth just because, you know, we've talked and I know. I mean, this is, again, not that I disagree with you at all, but if I'm sitting at home, how am I supposed to take what you're saying? I mean, am I supposed, I'm basically supposed to gear up for a insurrection here or to defend a against their insurrection.
No, we've just got to become a lot more hard line in dealing with this than we have been. I mean, when you have state governors and big city Democrat mayors saying, I am ordering the police, who I've already defunded, not to arrest anyone, not to interfere with these Antifa protesters torching buildings and beating people in the streets. What is that saying? That's saying they're seceding from the United States.
It tells me
when
I need to move.
When a city declares itself a sanctuary city, they are declaring that they nullify all of the immigration laws of the federal government. Now, if you want to have another civil war, because that's what they're really talking about, then let's at least be clear about what that means. California, for example, keeps saying it's going to declare its independence. I live in California. The physical land of California is 45.8%, I think, roughly. Almost half owned by the federal government. It isn't owned by the state of California. I don't think they could ever raise anywhere near enough money to buy that land from the federal government. But that's what we would be looking at. And yet we're seeing these people being allowed to secede from the country. Well, I'm sorry, but the federal government has a responsibility to you where you are, to me where I am, to protect our civil rights. And these terrorists are now attacking our civil rights. Whatever happened to FDR's four freedoms, including freedom from fear?
Wow.
Aren't we all living in fear today of these people?
Wow. Well, I know what it tells me. If I lived in Portland right now, it would have told me a long time ago, move. That would have told me, move. Go someplace else. Go Montana. Anywhere. Stay tuned. Lo Pompeii. More on the other side. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use whitener toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, thepowermall.com. excuse me. That's a great place to get oregano. Yeah, we're going to talk to Cass Ingram, talk about cytokine storm. That's what really kills these people with COVID, or allegedly, if they really die COVID, not from a motorcycle wreck or something like that.
5G.
Yeah, the cytokine storm, oregano. He's sewn in the tests and the little, the work that he's done. We'll get to that with Cass next week. But oregano, two different ways, purely seed, black seed oil, bone active, Orega Resp, Orega Spray, Orega Max, Orega Dent, bone active topical rub, collagen, Chaga Max, all these things and more over at the Power Mall. Oregano P73 juice, also smooth oregano, cold storm, iron earth, heart drops, all the above. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your support, your purchases, your donations. We are here and we are independent because of your support. And we'll stay that way as long as you're here. So we thank you as always. And, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Please be a little patient and also your prayers out to Jay. She's not going to be able to be on the phone for a little bit. She's having a little health concerns. Please pray for her. She needs your support and just leave a message. We will get back to you. And we also, you know, we want to help you also with your purchases. So, thank you so much. Getting back to Lowell. During the break, I think that, you know, listening to you and having these discussions like this, this is where America is going to go one way or another. People of thought, people of perspective, people of conviction are going to carry the day, but they have to be activated. And so it's no longer, we get emails sometimes, Lolo, from people like, well, I don't care about politics. I just listen for the health aspect or this or that. And what I've been saying, what my uncle's been saying for a while, you may not care about politics. I get it. Believe me, I don't necessarily care about politics, but politics cares about you. And this is more obvious as each day passes that they just won't let you just live your life. This is an either or. Lowell said it beautifully, much better than I could have. It is either or. And so you need to look and examine your life. Which side do you want to go? If you don't care about the either coming, then you better be concerned about the or. Okay, then how do we get the or? Because that's what we need. In these schools, I've said it over and over, if you're going to point to one institution, how many times, what are these schools going to have to do before you will realize that this is an enemy to everything that you hold dear, our country stands for, and the future of your children, grandchildren, and in perpetuity, our generations, is the school. They are an enemy. I don't want to hear about the damn teachers and how much they love the children. I get it. Great. You're teaching them to be socialists. You're teaching them to destroy America. You're raising up a whole generation of people mass-controlled where they're in little bubbles now where they can't even interact with each other. They're not even, the argument has always been, well, they need socialization. Oh, they're socializing them, all right. When will you realize that the enemy of everything you hold dear is in that damn schoolhouse that you pay for and it costs $50 million and you send your children to every day? Does that offend you? I don't know what else to do at this point. I've probably been way over the top and hurt people's feelings. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm trying to see a better America, and I'm very convicted about it. Lowell, please save me before people burn me at the stake.
Well, the reality is, back in the old days of the one-room schoolhouse out on the frontier and ideals like that, the community ran the school. The school reflected the values of the community. Nowadays, schools reflect the value of the federal government. Teachers may be very well intended, but A, they're union members, which means they have a lot of pressure on them in some ways. And two, they're just given a curriculum. They're like an airline pilot who's a flying bus driver who is told, you are going to this other airport and you are going to land at 10:34 in the morning. And that's what the teachers are given. They're told, you're going to teach this. This year, you're going to teach the 1619 Project. You're going to teach that American history was bunked, that America's founders were all slave owners, that America was based on completely false and horrible ideals, that capitalism is oppressive and monstrous. And that's your order, and if you don't do this, you're fired. That's what your teachers are told, basically. So how good, nice they personally might be is almost irrelevant. They're teaching kids falsehood. My God, we've gotten to the point where, remember, I said reading, writing, and arithmetic has been replaced by racism, recycling, and reproduction. Well, now they're not even allowed to teach arithmetic. Now that is being replaced by a philosophy that says 2 plus 2 equals 5. That it is a horrible, white, oppressive, Western European privileged thing to teach that 2 plus 2 equals 4. Well, boys and girls, that didn't come from Europe. That came from Mesopotamia via Euclid in Greece. Arabic numerals that we do our arithmetic in didn't even come from Arab countries. They came from India. I mean, these are world things. And if you think we can have a glorious future teaching kids that 2 plus 2 is whatever you want them to be or whatever the state tells you they are this year, that totally undoes the entire basis of Western science, for example. Science was supposed to be a threat to authority or a replacement for it, in which anyone could question a scientific belief and could produce evidence and could overthrow that belief if he was finding something true and the dictatorship of scientists was finding something false. Now you are just supposed to bow down to what the scientists say, and you will be punished if you don't follow Anthony Fauci and so on. By the way, I don't think we're dealing with one condition of COVID coronavirus here. I think we're being hit by a whole series of careful mutations of a germ-manipulated weapon that is being aimed at the Western world with the intent of weakening everybody relative to China. And therefore, they just say, oh, well, this virus keeps mutating. Of course it does. It's being made to mutate by new versions being introduced by China continually into the U.S. If you happen to be a place that's doing well by not shutting down or not wearing masks or so on, like Sweden, then you are going to be hit with new versions of the virus until they find one that can knock you down. I mean, we are in global war with China as well. We're in chemical war using fentanyl that killed George Floyd. We are in germ warfare. By the way, the fentanyl is just like the opium wars, only using synthetic opium that China once dealt with centuries ago. We are dealing with germ warfare. I mean, you notice these are mega weapons being aimed at us, and we're being fought with by propaganda warfare against our children, designed to destroy belief in our system. Sun Tzu's The Art of War, the great Chinese creed book on how you wage war, 2,500 years old, That book says you don't just wage war on the battlefield, you wage war across the spectrum of society. If you can destroy an enemy by wrecking his morale, by wrecking his belief in the system, by wrecking his trust in his government, for example, they now say, oh, we are a slave society. We were a slave society to the extent that Britain shaped its colonies to be slave colonies. Thomas Jefferson, in his original draft of the Declaration of Independence, condemned the King of England for the slave trade. He moved heaven and earth to end the slave trade. He came within one vote of Congress of making everyone born after 1800 free. We did overthrow the slave trade finally in, what was it, 1806?
07. Yeah, executive order, Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, most people, Thomas Jefferson as president ended the slave trade, if not slavery itself, because he simply didn't have the political muscle by then to overcome the slave states. But Jefferson was committed against slavery, and yet all he's remembered for now is being a slave owner. I mean, these are the interesting aspects. Well, if we're going to use that standard, how come they deconstruct everything in our society except Marxism? If you look at Marxism and Marx, you find in Karl Marx one of the most racist people who ever lived. In his letters to Engels, every third sentence attacked one of Marx's enemies or rivals as an N-word. He had all kinds of abusive things to say about Africans and African Americans.
You know, that's such a great point.
Marx was delighted that the United States had taken over territory from the lazy Mexicans. He had utter contempt for Mexicans as well. That's Karl Marx. So why is he being a founder, having had his ideas taught to the three founders of Black Lives Matter, the organization? They boast now that they are trained Marxists. They are teaching Marxist values. They worship a woman, Asada Shakur, as she's called, who killed a policeman and then fled to Cuba, where she's been for more than 30 years in hiding. They have always been very close to communism in the world. And this is who is being used to guide young people and honored. I mean, it's insane.
Hey, Lowell, have you heard anything, I think it's Bishop Larry Gathers, he talks about Black Lives Matter, that they're actually started by a coven of witches and that there's a lot of witchcraft. I mean, I don't know. I'm just wondering, have you heard anything like that?
The most I have found is that one of the three founders, Ms. Cullors, was a follower also of African religions. I wrote about this in a column. I do a column every Friday at WorldNet Daily or WND.com. And in a column I did a few months ago, you just call up Lowell Ponte Archive WorldNet Daily, and it'll bring up my list of columns. And I talk about the religion of Black Lives Matter, which is mostly Marxism. Marxism is a pseudo-religion designed to replace Christianity. But she did follow an African religion that was closely related to Santeria and particularly to voodoo. So in essence, she trains her followers in voodoo-like ritual and behavior. I guess that could be taken as something like witchcraft. But she does it as a purely serious African religious matter.
I know if you read Black Lives Matter, when it says, what are we about? It talks about we're queer affirming. We are attacking heteronormativity.
They attack the traditional Western unitary family.
The nuclear family. Yeah. That's right. They say that. This is not me or Lowell said. That's what they say. So whether they're, you know, voodoo, they got voodoo dolls in the back room or not, I don't know. Larry Gathers gives a pretty convincing argument about their founding, but whatever.
I haven't seen a direct connection to witchcraft, but the point is, once you get, there's the old saying used on both right and left, that once you stop believing in God, then you don't believe in nothing, you'll believe in anything. And so any other substitute in a storm, be it an African religion or be it Marxism or whatever, you are then extremely open to falling into some substitute to the religion you lost, because there is that hole in human beings in which we expect something like religion. And that's what progressivism became two centuries ago. It has since metastasized into Marxism, Nazism, fascism, socialism, American progressivism, and so on. They're all basically the same. They all promise they're going to create a heaven on earth, a new Eden, if only we give all power and authority to the state and to a ruling elite of scientists and other super smart people better than we are, who just are the philosopher kings, and oh, they will make utopia. They will make perfection. And by the way, my ancestors were utopian socialists. Understand, my ancestors were Icarians who lived in St. Louis before finally settling in Iowa as part of the Icarian movement. And so I'm descended from socialists. I appreciate. But the utopian socialists had one virtue. They didn't try to use force and coercion to force their views on other people. They just said, we'll create this example of a perfect society, and everyone will then follow us because of our perfection. Well, they never achieved perfection. They broke up within 50 years. They stayed together that long only because they still spoke French, and the neighbors around them generally didn't.
We are talking to Lo Ponte, the great Lo Ponte, WorldNet Daily. You can check out a lot of his most of his articles every week. He has one, WND.com. Then just search Lo Ponte and you can get his articles. Have we created, when I say we, people who conservative, who believe in America, who have some sense of American, traditional American values, have we caused this by being silent? I mean, is it time to be, you know, more aggressive? I mean, that's kind of what I'm getting from you. I don't know. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, I think progressivism has subverted the country, basically, starting with, for example, Woodrow Wilson. It was in both parties. Teddy Roosevelt was also a progressive. He brought the country down as well. But Woodrow Wilson said outright in a 1912 speech that we are correcting the flaws of the old obsolete Constitution. And very soon we're going to tear down the walls of the American structure and show our new perfect society, which is like a perfect beehive. That's what Woodrow Wilson said. He was making a society like a perfect beehive in which everybody is a slave or a serf working for the queen. And the queen is laying eggs as fast as she can. But that's their idea of perfection. And that is the socialist idea of perfection. That's why I say, I don't care about slaveholders who died 150 years ago. I care about the people who are trying to enslave you and me right now, and that's the political left. And that is Joe Biden, and that is the Democratic Party. They have been taken over. This is no longer your father's or grandfather's Democratic Party. This is now an ultra-left-wing, controlled and manipulated Democratic Party that is rife with anti-Semitism, anti-Americanism, that is trying to destroy our history, that is trying to meld the United States as rapidly as they can into a global government. That will mean basically the end of freedom as we and our ancestors knew it.
Well, let's talk about your new article about the devoted. Will you be devoted by mail this fall? Interesting title. Certainly an appropriate question, I think. Let's get into it. What are we seeing with this mail-in ballots?
Well, it sounds innocent enough, but suppose you turned on a baseball game. You were going to watch it, and before the game started, all the umpires got together and came on camera, and they said, we've decided that the visiting team will win and your team will lose.
Just to be hospitable.
Would you then have a certain suspicion about their calls of balls and strikes and whether a guy was out at second base? I would. Now, the point is, there is a labor union that will control 93% of all the paper ballots that are delivered in this election. That is called the National Association of Letter Carriers. They are a union of the AFL-CIO. In 2018, they gave 77% of all their political donations to the Democratic Party and its candidates. In 2016, they openly sided with Hillary Clinton. They endorsed her. And, oh, yes, they manipulated the post office as an institution into giving their people time off with pay to work on Hillary Clinton's campaign. They are not impartial in these matters. Now, in addition to that, days ago, the leader of the letter carriers union gave a speech in which he said that Donald Trump's White House has talked about dismantling the post office. In other words, he was saying to every letter carrier out there, your job, your paycheck, your pension, your fat government pension that you've been working for, they are all at risk if Donald Trump is reelected. And we are officially endorsing Joe Biden. Just like the umpire says, we want one particular team to win. Now, those letter carriers pick up the ballots, and then without anyone observing them, they do not have poll watchers watching what happens to the ballots at that point. The letter carriers then take hours to return the ballots or to dump them somewhere, a trash can at their house, what have you. If they've picked up ballots from a Republican neighborhood or from people they know are Republicans by the mail they get, who knows what will happen to the ballots? I think most letter carriers are honest, decent people. They will be completely honest in the case. But it only takes a tiny fraction of them in a close election.
Sure, 2 or 3%.
To sway things. Yeah, and therefore, it's more than worrisome. There are several possibilities that can happen. Obviously, they can help Democrats by not reporting when ballots are being delivered by the hundreds to one address to be filled out. They can damage the Republicans by not delivering Republican ballots, or just as bad, they can simply delay things. They can delay the mail system. And that delay can be fit. You realize if it gets to January 20th and a president has not been agreed to, that everything in all 50 states is like Florida in the year 2000, if it's all being handled by Joe Biden's 600-plus lawyers and so on, then you have a very strange situation wherein the Constitution would say, well, Trump and Biden and Pence, their term has now run out. They are no longer president and vice president. By the chain of succession, whoever has by then been elected Speaker of the House is the President of the United States. And the odds are that will be Nancy Pelosi. Imagine President Nancy Pelosi gaining the presidency just by the act of having delayed the ballot count, or by having so messed it up that nobody wins.
All right, Lowell, we have about 3-4 minutes. This is a very important question. We had a guest on. We've had him on a couple times. He's affectionately known as Town Crier. He's written a book called Electoral College for Patriots, and the book's available. And in it, he says, he goes over the Electoral College, the Constitution. He says 100% right now, mail-in voting for a presidential election is illegal because the Constitution gives the authority to Congress to set the terms of a federal election. States can set it for a state election, but a presidential election is different. It goes under federal jurisdiction of Congress. Congress has already determined that mail-in voting, like we're talking about, not absentee voting, but mail-in voting, is illegal. They've already declared that. And that the president has the authority by executive order to declare all mail-in voting illegal until there is some vote in Congress that makes it so. Do you know anything about this? Does this mean anything to you?
I do not know anything about it, but it should be that way. I live in a state that right now there are 5 states, I think, verging on 6 in Nevada. Let's see, Colorado, Utah, Oregon, Washington, Hawaii, that have entire elections by mail. Now, the difficulty with that is manyfold, but in Nevada, for example, they just reinstituted, as they did 3 years ago in California, a thing called ballot harvesting. In ballot harvesting, they send out tons of ballots to everybody. I think an average of 5 ballots per household, meaning there are millions of ballots just floating out there that have been misaddressed, perhaps a quarter to a third of all ballots. And what that means is you are sitting at home one day and you get a knock on the door just before Election Day. Mr. Gomez, I have come to collect your blank ballots. Oh, but senor, I am not even a citizen. I did not know that I could vote. We have not filled out the ballot. That's okay, Mr. Gomez. Just sign your name and give me the blank ballot, and I'll turn it in for you, and everything is fine.
I mean, that's what it's
like. Now, I was sitting in 2018 watching in my part of Southern California, where there were a number of incumbent Republicans along the coastline, including Dana Rohrabacher, my old childhood friend. And they all won on election night. They won going away. Those were ballots actually cast in the voting place. And then, over the next few days or weeks, truckloads of ballots came in from nowhere. By the way, in election harvesting, one Democrat worker can bring in 5 18-wheel trucks full of blank ballots.
God.
And those ballots were all declared legal by the Democrat-controlled state. And voila, the Republican wins were washed away in a tidal wave of ballots from nowhere.
There's the music. I mean,
that's democracy. That's what we may face in 2020.
Lowell, do we not understand that we're under a coup d'etat right now? We're under an invasion right now? I mean, wow.
You've been in a civil war ever since they declared sanctuary cities.
Hey, God bless you, my friend. It's an absolute pleasure. Stay right there, if you would. Ladies and gentlemen, Cass Ingram on the other side. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Hi, it's Joyce.